It does have some quarters here, but I think the sheets are on that side. Okay, yeah, there may be some more sheets.
Yeah, here's a sheet.
Good afternoon. This is the Phase 1 commutation hearing for Manuel Grijalva, ABC number 304301. Who's there on the Board of Executive Clemency and four board members present today to listen to this hearing and make decisions. And it will be, as the audience looks at the group, all the way to the left is Honorable Matthew Johnson, then there's the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our former chairman. We have the Honorable Louis Canonis all the way to the right, and my name is Dave Neal. I'll be hearing you this afternoon. Mr. Grijalva is 24 years old, and he is serving a 10.5-year sentence for manslaughter, which began December 14th, 2014. He's asking for a commutation for a reduction in the sentence of 4 years and 5 months. His current TRADS date is November 16th, 2023. And if this reduction is granted, that date would be February 15th, 2020. Mr. Grijalva is asking for this commutation because he was having a difficult time in prison, and TLC would be better able to rehabilitate outside prison to his family and friends. He also stated that the plea he accepted was as short of a sentence as he could receive at the time, and he stated the judge told him he would have given less time if he could. I misshuffled some paperwork here. Alright. So, the offense involved, 1 October 18, 2014, some teenagers have been at a bonfire in the village for a few hours where alcohol had been consumed. After a few hours, several individuals left the party in different vehicles. Mr. Grijalva was driving a pickup truck with 5 individuals in the cab, as well as 6 individuals in the bed of the truck. While driving back from the party, the defendant began to illegally pass several other vehicles at a high rate of speed. At one point, Mr. Grijalva attempted to pass a vehicle being driven by victim Tyler Anderson, passenger victim Zachary Emmons. The defendant then struck Mr. Anderson's vehicle, which caused the defendant's vehicle, Mr. Grijalva's vehicle, to roll and land on top of a vehicle being driven by victim Danielle Cianicki, I believe it is. They have also had a passenger, Cheryl Rock. As a result of Mr. Grijalva's vehicle rolling, several of the passengers were either ejected from the vehicle or remained inside the cab of the truck. This is a list of the injuries involved. Raul Contreras, the victim from this list, count number 1, was ejected from the vehicle and pronounced deceased at the scene. Eric Mendoza, victim in count 2, was ejected from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. Victim A, dismissed count 3, was ejected from the vehicle and taken to a local hospital, severe head trauma, and succumbed to her injuries on October 29, 2014. Victim B, the victim in count 4, was not ejected from the vehicle, and she was taken to a local hospital for treatment of neck, back, and leg injuries. Victim C, the victim in count 5, was ejected from the being unfavorable hospital treatment severe head, heart, and leg trauma. Then we have victim D was dismissed count number 6, rejected a bill and take to a local hospital for treatment for severe head, arm, and leg trauma. Samantha Hispanic, victim of dismissed count 7, was ejected from the vehicle and taken to a local hospital for treatment of severe body and leg trauma. Matthew Fredericks, a victim of dismissed count 8, was ejected in the vehicle from the vehicle and taken to a local hospital for treatment of severe head, arm, and trauma. Kyle Quiggle, the victim in dismissed count 9, was not ejected from the vehicle and he was taken to a local hospital for treatment of a large laceration to his back and a hand injury. Tyler Anderson, victim of dismissed count 10, sustained injuries to his neck and back. Zachary Evans, the victim of dismissed count 11, was treated at the scene and refused any further medical treatment due to no complaint of injury on the scene. Danielle Fanecki, the victim of dismissed count 12, sustained injuries to her neck and back. Cheryl Rout, the victim of dismissed count 13, was taken to a local hospital for treatment for glass in her eyes. She was treated and released from the hospital the same day. Victim E, the victim of dismissed count 14, was not ejected from the defendant's vehicle. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment of head, neck, and back pain. The victim was treated and released from the hospital the same day. We noted that Mr. Harvey was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Prior to being taken to the hospital, a horizontal gaze nystagmus test was completed and he showed 2 out of 6 clues of impairment. He submitted to a portable breath test and showed an alcohol content of 0.058%. He was admitted and he admitted to that he had consumed 1 beer at the party. Okay, so that boils down to there were 14 counts charged initially, 11 of them were dismissed. Two of the charges resulted in probation. It was a total of 3 deaths, restitution $9,788.29 was stipulated for count number 2. I remember reading that one of the individuals had said that he had over $600,000 in hospital bills, but no bills had been preserved. So we're dealing with a traffic collision, as they're normally called nowadays. It resulted from some severe negligence on the part of Mr. Ronaldo and driving behavior. With the breathalyzer test, the HGM test, there's a very, very likely chance of alcohol and shortness of the ability to operate a motor vehicle in a manner. There wasn't a legal limit. The legal limit is where the law says that if you're there, you're impaired no matter what, and then after the testing, you're impaired. Most people will become impaired to some extent by 0.03. And the last majority of people have some impairment at a 0.05. That's why pilots and train drivers aren't allowed to operate anything over, I think airlines, it's 0.03. Commercial truck drivers is 0.05. Anyway, enough alcohol indication to indicate some impairment. Now, when this boils down to the charges, For the manslaughter charge, minimum sentence is 7, and presumptive is 10.5 years, and maximum is 21 years. The aggravated assault, which is the other charge, would have been, these are the ones that were done as probation, 2.5 years minimum, 3.5 presumptive, and 7 maximum. If you take the aggravated assault charges that were dismissed, received a 6-year probation that runs concurrent, it could have been 77 years if they were maxed out. And with the number of people in there in an accident like this, it would be unusual for sentences to be aggravated and pushed to the maximum. But even presumptive on aggravated assaults that were dismissed, it's 38 and a half years. Just with all the charges that were originally filed, everything put together, could result in a maximum of 140 years. Minimum, if they're all there and run consecutive, is 48 and a half years. And a presumptive would be 70. And Mr. Granada got a 10 and a half year sentence with 3-year probation based on the severity of the traffic collision and the number of injuries and severity of injuries. I do not feel that the sentence of 10 and a half years is at all excessive. But I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members if they agree with you. Okay, so based on our information in our packet, our discussion, I am going to make a motion to not move Mr. Grijalva forward to a phase two commutation hearing at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Kenilworth, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. So the board has unanimously decided to not pass Mr. Memorial Highway, AC number 304001, not moving forward to a phase two commutation at this time. Anderson, right here.